Let the show begin. You guys have fun out there today.
Hello, and welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content is simply the opinions of the hosts and our guests. So, without delay, let me introduce our hosts, George, Tom, and Kelly.
Welcome to episode 42 of New Shooter Canada. Tonight is an all-ladies night at NSC, and before all you men tune out, try and stay with us. We're going to talk about things from a female perspective. We're going to find out how to introduce your wife, your daughter, or your girlfriend to shooting and how to keep them interested. So for everybody who is saying, I wish my wife would come to the range, it's a great show for you. And also for the ladies, we can talk about things that maybe you might like to get, because we have recommendations from Marcy at my local gun store, SFRC. Tonight we have with us three other ladies besides myself. We have Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, so Stacy is a site administrator for Armed Squirrels, Appleseed. She's the Appleseed Project, Blue Hat, and she's actually a really great lady and a friend of mine. We have Jessica Guru. Hello, Jessica.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So Jessica's a new shooter. We met Jess at the Podcasters Charity Shoot in New Brunswick. And she's as I said, she's really new to shooting, so it's great to have her on. And then we have Edith Doan. She's the better half of Sticks from the Armed Squirrels Project, but she's also a Blue Hat at Appleseed Project as well. Hi, Edith.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Now, Edith just actually got done work, so we appreciate her coming on as well. So all of us ladies were at the recent charity shoot, and we were happy to see that actually more ladies were taking part in the shooting compared to previous years. So we thought we'd come up with a show that was strictly for the ladies. So what did we do in guns? Stacy, did you do anything this week?
Well, I carried one. actually, no, we've been so busy that I haven't had time to get to the range. I've got to clean a couple rifles before the Appleseed next weekend. But yeah, other than carrying my pistol around all the time now.
Yeah. So, Stacy is from Michigan, so she's able to actually carry. I think that's awesome. So, you have an Appleseed going next weekend.
I do.
So, you're always very busy with that, too.
Yes.
Okay. Edith, what about you?
I had actually not done anything with guns all week. We just got back from vacation on Saturday evening. So the only thing we did is unloaded the guns out of the car, put them in the safe, and then I went back to work Sunday morning and been working ever since. And yesterday, Stick said, let's go to the range. And I said, nope, can't do it. Too hot out there. And it's just been in the upper 90s, close to 100 all week, and I just couldn't bring myself after being at work in the heat all day long, all week, to go to the range. So I hid out in the house in the air conditioning yesterday.
You're a smart woman. Now, both Stacy and Edith, they're from the States. Jess and I are from Canada, so it's great. We have a little bit of a international flair tonight. Edith, you're from the lower part of the state, so you're really suffering in the heat right now, right?
Yep. Arkansas is pretty hot right now, so.
Yeah. Any rain in the forecast?
No, it's supposed to get hotter next week, and then I don't think it's any chances until the end of next week, and the only chance we get usually in the summertime is maybe a thunderstorm popping up.
Yeah. Okay. Jess, what about you?
Well, I got ready for the show.
Yay!
I actually thought about guns, which is new for me.
That's awesome.
I got to hang out with some really cool people last weekend. Went up to Camelton with Luke again. He was doing a match last Saturday, so got to talk about guns a whole lot again. And I just got approached to do the show, so definitely gets me thinking for sure. Ironically, the person with the least amount of experience actually did something with guns this week. Maybe not technically, but
No, actually, that's a big part of it, thinking about what you'd like to do and get talking about it. It means you're excited about it, too.
Yeah.
So that's great. Did you get a chance to talk to any of the, like Trevor or any of the other guys that were participating in the match?
We would definitely hung out with Trevor a bit on Saturday night of last week and got to see how their match was. And of course, they were all asking me how I was doing and gave me props for sure for coming out on the Sunday after the charity shoot and trying it out for the first time. So it was really, really nice getting lots of encouragement all around. It's great.
That's good. Was Matt there too?
Oh, you're going to quiz me on names. There definitely were some familiar faces, but okay. I would not be able to tell you exactly.
Just didn't know if Jewel made it as well. Or, I couldn't.
Well,
yes,
I was listening to
Jewel was there.
Okay.
I was listening to the podcast, and Matt said about 400 times that he
beat Trevor in the lipstick match. So, yeah. Yeah. Did I tell you I beat Trevor in the lipstick match? Did I? Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Jewel's awesome, too. Yeah. Okay. What did I do? I actually didn't do too much until today. I was working on the charity shoot for next year. We have some good stuff going on with that. Looks like we're going to be able to hold it here in Ontario. We have a range, possibly. And other than that, we went to the range today. Kevin was at doing service rifle in Ottawa, but he got down early today, so he came to Kingston, and then we went to the range. I forgot to pack some of the targets, so I was going to do the maple seed target but I didn't have any extra copies of it. And I shot this month's challenge for the squirrels, but I didn't actually shoot it right, so I can't submit it. I only did 10. I thought it was 10. It's 12, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Anyway, a really good target, though. But it only has 10 on it.
So take it back out and put two more in it.
Well, I said that to Kevin. He goes, you can't do that. You're past your time limit. I said, yeah, that's true. But it was really good. Anyways, so yeah, that's what I did in guns. Yeah, it was good. I didn't think I'd actually get anything in. I've been so busy, I haven't been able to do anything. I haven't even been able to dry fire or anything. So I was happy and excited to go to the range for a couple hours this afternoon. We have guns in the news. We have one story that we were going to cover, and I thought it was a good one because we're talking about women and going to the range and that. And with Jessica on here, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about tips for taking your wife or your girlfriend or somebody to the range. I posted this earlier on the Facebook page, but I thought we could talk about it tonight because we can talk about. I thought we could talk about the different things that we like about it or we don't like about it for each one. The first tip was to, if you're taking your wife or your girlfriend to the range, to pick the right range. Pick one that has a good family atmosphere. It's important to find a place that won't be full of a bunch of high-speed, low-drag gunners or another crowd that can make her feel embarrassed or uneasy. So what do you guys think about that?
I think it's right on, honestly. I've got a couple of ranges around here that are good old boys clubs, and they don't want the females there. They don't want new people there. And that is not the kind of environment that you really want to be starting out in.
No. No. Jessica?
Maybe yeah. Maybe even an outdoor range.
Yeah, an outdoor range.
Because I found that it's a lot louder if you go into an indoor range, and most of the time a lot more crowded. And most of the outdoor ranges, they've got a little bit more space, and it's not quite as loud. So that would help a lot, first-time shooter.
So, Jessica, you were saying that you don't have a lot of time to get to the range, right?
Or no,
you're
I don't.
Not feeling. And I thought it'd be interesting because it says here a family atmosphere. we were talking about it before we came on to do the show about having maybe possibly somebody, like having babysitting at the range. I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, I think it would too. I think, you know, like as I was saying earlier, I'm certainly not opposed to having my girls at the range at all. In fact, Luke has taken Chloe, our oldest, a few times, and I've actually taken Chloe out to watch Luke shoot. So it's just a whole different perspective with me being a shooter now as well. And, I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this whole thing, so it's just a bit challenging. And, I mean, my kids are still really little. My youngest is 2.5, so it's hard for her to understand, right? Like, you know, the ins and outs and where to be and not to be. So she needs to be watched.
Yeah. Well, if you could have, like, even just, like, a women's league or something like that, and you could have even just somebody paid to actually watch the kids.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I think having the family atmosphere, choosing the right range, like I think it's very fitting that this is the number one, like the top tip, because I can tell you, had it been a different range that I had gone to, I mean, the experience could have been very different. I could have walked away from there thinking, yeah, I was right all along, and shooting is not for me, right? And
yeah,
that's not how I walked away, because I really do think it was the right range. I felt, I mean, we were in Luke's hometown. I felt super supportive. So I think that that's definitely a good point.
That's good. So the next tip they have is let her pick the firearm. They say it's counterproductive to set her up with a firearm that's too big for her until she's ready. And she may also be intimidated by your guns. So I think that's actually excellent. Nobody should pick a gun for somebody else. They don't know how he feels. It might be too big, too small. What do you guys think?
Definitely. Let her pick it completely. There is no reason why anybody should be picking out your guns for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's strange. Like, I agree with that 100%. Well, I guess, yeah, I agree with that totally. But for me as a super new shooter, it was hard for me to pick out what I wanted to shoot because I really didn't know anything. So I was able to be pretty specific in terms of what I was looking for and the things that I was really afraid of. Mm-hmm. And then because I felt so supported and because I really trusted the people that I was with, I kind of let them guide me a little bit.
Yeah.
But they were also allowing me to, you know, they would educate me and let me know what gun felt, you know, where they think I was at, and then they would totally let me take, you know, make my own choices as to whether or not I felt comfortable shooting it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you had when you were at a match like that, you can see all kinds of different firearms, and both pistols and rifles, and you got a chance to shoot a variety, and what felt good to you.
Yeah, I think I shot three different types of rifles, two or three for sure, and I think two different types of pistols, and ironically, I really felt more comfortable. Well, I don't want to say more comfortable. I felt really good shooting a pistol. I liked the way it felt. I liked the stance. I felt strong in the stance, and I really enjoyed which is really ironic, but the rifles that had a bit more of a kick. Once I got over the fear, I was very adamant in the beginning that I did not want that. But it's like once you get over that fear, you're just kind of willing to try anything, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Edith, you were talking about that on one of the shows that we had recently, too, about how you think that something that has a little bit more weight to it is something you prefer.
Well, I found that you, if you have a lighter gun with, for instance, a polymer frame, mm-hmm. and you're just starting out shooting, and you're shooting a bigger caliber, that you have more muscle flip until you're getting used to it. And if you have a steel frame gun, at least that's what I found, that is a little bit heavier in your hand, you don't get as much of the recoil. So that might be something to consider too and to try out. And the first one and the second one kind of go together for me, because I don't know how most of the ranges are set up, but the ones that I have been to, they, especially the one that's close to us, they have a rental program. You can go in, and you can, for $10, you can rent a firearm, and they will let you you know, you look at them, and then they probably guide you to what for a new shooter is the best. And then you can, for $10, you can check out a firearm. You take it out to the range, and if you don't like it, you take it back and you switch it out. You don't have to pay extra for it. You can switch it out as many times as you want to. So that is a good way to, if you don't have yourself that many different ones to try out, to find something that suits you, that you like, and you can try a heavier one, a lighter one, polymer frame. You can try nine, try whatever, try a revolver. So that, I think, is really good for somebody that go shooting the first time and don't have a whole lot of firearms already available to try out, to go somewhere like this where you can have a good selection of different stuff that you can try.
Now, Stacy, do they have that down in Michigan as well?
We have a couple of ranges that do rentals. The outdoor ranges generally don't because they don't have any place to store them, but we do have a couple of indoor ranges. I think the actual closest one that does that is actually in Grand Rapids, though. So okay. It's about an hour away from me.
Yeah, we don't have anything around us that does that. Maybe in more of the metropolitan areas, like in Toronto or Montreal, they might. I don't know, but they don't here. Jessica, I don't think they do down in New Brunswick, do they?
I don't think so. I mean, Luke is, Luke's been shooting as long as I've known him, and I've never known him to go to an indoor range.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, we don't have a... I don't have any indoor ranges around me here. Like, we have pistol houses. Frontenac has an indoor range. So I just lied to you. but not specifically indoor. But they don't rent either. So that would be, I think it might be because of the fact that they have a little bit different laws down in the States, that they might be able to rent them. I think that here they're not able to. That's something to check out.
Another thing that I learned a lot from was, when I first started shooting, I had a little bit of a problem with ragging the slide.
Mm-hmm.
It was just maybe one or two guns that I didn't have a problem with it, and I think it was the 22 and one other one, and then I kind of had a problem with it. I thought my hands weren't strong enough to do it. And Sticks tried to show me, and I mean, him doing it for years and years, he's already got it, you know, his own certain way that he's doing it. So I could just not, it wasn't comfortable to me, and I thought, well, there are certain guns that I can't shoot because I can't rack the slide on them. And then I took a class from a lady that... had a women's only class, and it was just basically the fundamentals with the gun and a little bit of shooting. It was more classroom time than the shooting time, and she brought a whole assortment of different kinds of guns, and you could bring your own, and we were just all sitting down and everybody was handling the gun, and she had a different way, and she pretty much said the same thing. She said kind of like, it's better if somebody else shows it to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it took me like altogether 2 minutes. And since then, she had showed me how to rack the slide and how to do it and how to hold it and everything, I had never had any problems. I hadn't found one yet that I wasn't able to rack the slide. So sometimes it's good when you get somebody else to show you. And maybe as a woman, a female, to show you, because, and somebody that is experienced, because they can better put themselves in than a man. What holds you back from not knowing how to do that? So they can better put themselves in your position and show you.
Right. Which is true. That's why we have tonight's show. Because we can learn from each other and that too. When I had troubles with racking the slide too. So the last ATT course, so the that I took at the Brockville Range, I was fumbling with the slide just a bit, and the guy said, "Turn sideways to it." And so I did turn sideways, and I have no issues with racking a slide now, none. So, it was a great tip. I never thought of it, and nobody ever showed me, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So, but, yeah. So, be patient. The next tip. Don't expect her to know anything if she's never shot a firearm before. Try not to talk to her like she's a complete moron either. talk to her like you would any other day. Give her the basics. Gun safety, good stance, sight picture, sight alignments, slow, steady trigger squeeze, and breath, breathing control. Don't overwhelm her. So, I think those are actually good tips. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I love the last two. I love the slow, steady trigger squeeze. Actually, Thomas was really, he's the one that showed me that. And the breathing, like, really, like, on your exhale, you know, when you're just about to take your next breath and you're totally quiet, like, that's when you pull the trigger. And that was, like, that was really awesome. For me, it was almost kind of like, it was zen-like.
So, Jessica, was it easier for you to take, learn from somebody that you, you know, not your husband, somebody else that you didn't know already, and was it easier to listen to that person and take advice from him than from your husband?
I wonder if Luke will be listening in on the show.
He probably will. But that's
don't worry. You know what? Yes, it. You know what? It is, and I'm sure that he would tell you the same thing, that probably teaching someone else other than his wife is so much easier for him. I love Luke, and he's definitely going to be my biggest cheerleader. I'm sure of it. We've been together almost 16 years, and for 16 years, he's hoped that I would, you know, take an interest in shooting. But there's just something very different. I think the patience factor, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I wish I could put my finger on it. But yeah, for sure, it was much easier to learn from and actually really listen fully to someone else other than Luke. Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's in every class. The instructor tells you that. Number one thing, don't learn from your spouse. Go have somebody else teach you.
Yeah.
It's not just you, it's everybody.
Yeah.
It's true. I learned so much from Kevin, but I learned more when I went to Appleseed. I just did.
You
and
know,
now
I
can use it.
Yeah, I think I could learn a lot from, like we were talking about, just, like, listening to Luke and the terminology and, you know, all the technical stuff, you know, loading and reloading and all of that stuff. But I think that practical, hands-on learning where, you know, your emotions are definitely involved and you're learning a new skill, I think that's definitely better, probably better with someone else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so the next one is be calm. Avoid sudden gasp or no and any other expression that can cause panic. Sounds funny, I know. This is the person that's written the article. I learned the hard way when teaching women to shoot that nothing causes them panic or gets instantly nervous or double-thinks everything, like gasping at whatever she's doing. The old
yeah.
like that. So, yeah. We're constantly trying. I think that as women, we're trying to put everything into the mechanics in, trying to get the technique. And when somebody's going, we're thinking we're doing something wrong. Maybe we are. I don't know.
No.
No, we're not. Okay. Anybody else got anything else for that?
The only feedback that I got, and I got it from Tom and from Luke for sure, was making sure that I take, when I'm done shooting, to take my finger off the trigger, because of course, like, as a new shooter, it's still kind of tense, like, it's not fluid, it's not natural, mm-hmm. and so that's something that was really hard, but the message was not delivered in that way. There was no gasping, there was no, but it was delivered in a way that was... It's definitely an important instinctual thing to have, you know, and it's something that I'm going to have to work on for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think on the other side of that, too, is you can't get angry as mm-hmm. well or swear at somebody when they're doing it or whatever. We're just trying to learn in that, too. So
yeah.
We don't learn that way.
Nope. I don't anyway. I don't know about you ladies, but...
No. Nope. The next point is don't get grabby. Don't ever snatch the firearm out of her hands unless she's about to do something that causes a safety violation or endangers lives. When she has the gun.
Yeah, I think that kind of goes along with the previous point, right? Like.
Yeah. Yeah. When showing her something, get behind her and put your arms around her or hands on her hands. So showing her by letting her do it. Hello?
Yep, that sounds good to me.
Okay. I just thought I heard, I thought I lost everybody. So, yeah, just let her do it. Anybody got anything else with that?
Well, you know, you really don't with the, that's a good point with the grabby and everything, you know, that you should just say what you need to do, not, because that could actually cause more of an issue than anything else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very good advice right there.
Yeah.
And we got to do it ourselves, right?
Yep.
And learn from it. The next point is be a cheerleader. Be excited for her shots. Be happy if she's hitting anything at all. If she's hitting the paper, she's doing good. even if she, it says here, even if it's the decade. The target next to hers. Yeah.
But whatever.
We wouldn't know anything about that, would we, Kelly?
No. Sorry. Yeah. At Appleseed, I actually, I was shooting a target, and I accidentally shot Jazz's by mistake. But on the same token, Tim shot mine as well. So.
Yeah, and that was like five people over, so he was paid off.
We all done that, so but that I think that's different anyway. So I think in that on that note right there, even if it's somebody, if it's a target next to hers, I think when you first start out, especially in handgun shooting, you should start at a pretty close range,
mm-hmm.
and not make it as easy as possible, you know. And then go, if you first start shooting it like 5 feet or something, and then move it back as you see as it goes, you know. Don't start out at 20 feet or something, because it's, then if you start out and you don't hit anything and you don't see that you're doing pretty good, then you might lose interest in it and say, hey, it's just not for me or something. So start off easy and go a little at a time, you know.
Yeah. And Jess, you said that Luke's probably going to be your biggest cheerleader, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and he's going to be excited for you and happy that you're doing this. But I think that you feeling your accomplishment is important to you as well.
Yeah, I was pretty. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's nice to have his support and have him be on board. I think it's important that I do it for me, and like I'm sure you guys all, I think you guys all have partners who are in shooting, but I'm sure there's some aspect of that that's just yours, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you were so excited about how well you did.
I know,
well, on your targets.
Excited,
you did really.
Slash shocked. I think.
Well, you did really, really well. I was really excited for you.
Yeah, we'll see if it was just sometime. I kind of feel like maybe it was a bit of a fluke, because I felt like, especially in the beginning, I was just like pulling the trigger and closing my eyes a little bit, right? Because I was like, I wasn't really quite sure what to expect, but.
Mm-hmm. We all feel that way, Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're probably going to have your ups and downs. Sometimes stuff goes better. I go out to the range sometimes. I'm going to go out there and I start off and shoot a really great target, and then after a few minutes I shoot another one and it's just bad, and it's like, what's up with that? You know, I just shot a great target. And then, you know, when you, once you get more of the input from everybody, what you should do and what you shouldn't do, and you start thinking about it while you're shooting, you kind of, maybe you think, hey, my grip isn't tight enough or something, you tighten up your grip a little bit, and you're just going to have to all the stuff that you have to put together to shoot it right, have to get used to it. And then you might have your ups and downs in that, but don't let, you know, one day being a little bit worse, don't let that discourage you, because you're going to have to build your muscle memory for all of this, and once you, when you get that all down, and then you start putting it all together, and then it starts coming all together.
But yeah,
in between there might be times where you shoot really bad one day, and then the next day you shoot really great, you know, until you get used to everything, so.
Yeah, you talk about muscle memory. I was shocked at how sore my arms were. I don't know how you guys ladies do this. Like, I mean, I was holding the gun up for like 5 minutes, and I was like, oh, I can't.
Yeah, that gets easier, too. Yeah.
Jess, I came home with more bruises from that weekend than you would even understand.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, that's the only point the whole time that I was like, this is not fun anymore. Like, my muscles are hurting.
But Stacey, sorry, go ahead, Jess.
No, I was just going to say really quickly, Luke, he shared something with me. Anyways, I'll see if I can get it to you guys, but it was kind of like the top 10 reasons to take up shooting, or the top 10 like health benefits, and I would say it's mind-blowing, like just the agility that you, and problem-solving skills, and like, you know, physical stamina, and emotional stability, and all that stuff, right? So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah, the stuff you get from breathing, the stuff you get actually going to the range. We did a survey recently, and one of the things was it was relaxing. That's one of the reasons why people go.
Yeah.
And the benefits from it, just to even get away and, you know, be by yourself or with some people who are like you and that as well.
Yeah, Luke always, I've been doing yoga for years, and I've been trying to get Luke to come to yoga with me, and he always used to say, like, shooting is my yoga. And I was just like, what? Like, it's not even... That can't even be. And I can see it. I can totally see it.
So, but well, is he on the hook now? Because he's going to shooting?
He may or may not be. He may or may not be on the hook. He may or may not have attended a class.
You've tried the shooting. Now he gets to try the yoga.
Yeah, we'll let the guys question him on that one.
Okay, but we got pictures of you shooting. Do we also get pictures of Luke doing yoga?
Sure.
That's awesome.
I'm okay with that.
You know what? I think that we should get all the guys doing yoga.
You know what? Couples who play together stay together. That's the rule of thumb.
That's true.
Yep. So.
Okay. So, Stacey, I was going to ask you. You said that you were bruised from the weekend. How's your shoulder?
Actually, it's fine now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel badly.
No, I don't know about the rifle slip or the shotgun slip. That's me.
What happened?
It just slipped out of my shoulder pocket and managed to severely bruise my elbow, or my shoulder.
Oh.
And my elbow.
Yeah.
You know, I had a bruise too on my upper arm, and I realized when I seen the... I really didn't notice it while I was shooting, and then later on when I seen the bruise, I was like, that might be... one reason why I did so bad, because I wasn't holding the gun right. Where I had the bruise, that's where there shouldn't have been a bruise, because I wasn't holding the gun right in the pocket of my arm.
Exactly. That's what I did. Yep. I just let it slip. And I paid for it for about 4 days.
I actually picked up the rifle, the shotgun that Kevin was using for the trap. And I tried it the other day, and it had so much more of a kick than the one that I was using. I was glad he was using that one, and I used the one I did. I didn't get any bruising whatsoever, so. But I feel badly for you guys that did. I'm sorry.
It's my fault.
Yeah. Well, it teaches us for the next time, right, Stacey?
Exactly.
You live and learn.
I had that chicken wing going like you wouldn't believe.
And it was perfect.
I saw the pictures. I'm going, oh my goodness. It looks silly, but it worked. Anyways, yeah.
Whatever. All right. Works.
Speaking of pictures, the next tip is take pictures. We all know how, and it's in brackets, most girls are about pictures. Anything they can post to get likes and comments and positive attention for doing is a surefire way of keeping her beaming post range. I don't know if I really like my picture taken.
I hate having my picture taken. But I was very happy to see those pictures posted, because I was like, yeah, I did. Totally did that.
Is that saying right here that only the girls post their pictures on Facebook to get likes, the guys don't?
I was going to say, because if you look at their pages, that's all they're about is posting pictures of the guns.
True. Yeah, and actually, Kevin does say, I wonder how many likes I'm going to get with this. Oh, God, I just threw him under the bus.
I think that is everybody. Otherwise, we wouldn't post it on Facebook. We want other people to look at it and like it.
Yeah,
okay, so that's Kevin under the bus. What about the rest of them?
I already put Luke on the hook for yoga, so...
Don't worry.
I'm not going to say
half over. Okay. So, yes, should they post pictures or not? What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you got to ask first. I got to see the pictures first. Because I get Sticks get in trouble for that, for posting pictures without me approving of them first. So.
Yeah.
Then I make him take him down. I make him take him down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We should have veto power first.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so the next tip is brag about her. Tell your friends, tell her friends, tell your parents, your in-laws, the neighbors, the dog, anyone that will listen to your pure excitement that she went shooting and did well. And actually, I think this is all about, well, no, Kevin was like this, and I know Luke was about this. I saw Luke's Facebook message that he was so excited about you going shooting.
I know, I have the biggest smile on my face right now that you're talking about that, too. It does mean a lot, you know, like, it means a lot, because he loves it, and, you know, it's not that I want to love it because he loves it, but just the fact that I have made the choice to try something out, and that he's happy about that, and proud of the success I had that day, and conquering my fears, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
You could tell he was really happy.
It's like, even in the pictures, you can see the smile on his face, so...
Yeah.
That's what I enjoyed seeing, because, of course, that day I was kind of, like, I felt like I was in a little bubble world, because it was, like, a whole gamut of emotions, right? So, I didn't obviously get to see his face while I was shooting, or his reaction of it, so it was really nice to kind of relive it, not being such an adrenaline rush, and kind of getting to take it in that way. It was cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that he was proud of you and proud of you for actually doing it. And I know that all of us have somebody that is proud of us and can go shooting with us and can share that with us, too. So
yeah,
it's good. It's good to have somebody like that.
Totally.
Yeah. So the last one is slow down. Don't rush it. Just don't. Just stop. Don't think it. That's what wrote this, anyways. Just stop. Period. Don't think that's because she went shooting once. She's going to want three of her own guns and go. That's me, though.
So you. It's me too.
I want to go shooting every. Who wrote this? Because this is totally wrong.
It is wrong. Like, I was at the range that day, and I looked at Luke, and I'm like, "Hey, maybe we can have like a date night at the range. We can go together." And he's like, "Yeah, we could."
Aww.
Yeah, so I don't know who wrote this. I don't feel like that's... Well, I don't know. Maybe it's like... I don't know. I don't know who wrote this.
Okay, then we must just be weird, because I think we all are kind of like this, you know? Just... Let's go.
Well,
want to go.
I mean, some people just not for it, you know? I mean, not everybody that goes the first time and tries it just, you know, is going to come into it right away. They might just find out after the first time that they're not for it, you know, so and you gotta it, I think that's what it says, so you can't push somebody into it if they feel that they don't like it, you know, and some people might not, you know, so.
Or maybe they're on the fence, right? Maybe they went and they're like, oh, you know, I'm not sure. Look, it wasn't that great, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. And they're really on the fence. And then if you push it and rush it, you know, it might kind of push her in the opposite direction. You know, it's kind of like, never mind, put the brakes on. Like, I'm feeling really pressured right now. So,
yeah.
Well, you
so
see,
I guess I can see it from that perspective, yeah.
Well, you see, like Christina, she is with Trevor, and Trevor is fully into guns, and she's just not, I talked to her, and she said she's just not into it. She's just not interested. She went out and tried it, and it's just not for her. So, I mean, some people are just not going to take to it. It's like with everything else, you know, if you go swimming or boating or something, some people love it from the first moment, some other people go slowly into it, and other people just don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I was a lot like Christina. Kevin is very much into guns. Like, when he actually gets into something, he gets totally 100% committed to it, and he gets into it, and that's what he does. So he had asked me a couple of times to go to the range with him because he wanted me to share in the experience with him and I'd be okay. Let's go. But it was also winter, and we're outdoors, and I'm not really excited about getting cold. But I wasn't too excited about it. I wasn't seeing any results or anything like that. It was okay, but I went to Appleseed, and I was telling the guys about this before I actually joined the show. Kevin asked me to go to Appleseed down in Michigan, and I'm going, okay, I'll go. I'd never been to Michigan before. I might as well go, but I wasn't excited about going. I was actually, right before I was going, I was really leery about going because of the fact that I didn't know anybody, and I didn't actually, I'm very new to shooting, especially rifle, and pistol as well, but we didn't do pistol there, so especially rifle. So when I got there, I actually sucked.
You did not.
Well, I was shooting Jazz's target, of course I did. But by the end of it, I was, I met some really great people, and I learned a lot, and I could see how I actually progressed over the weekend. Like, on the Saturday, by the time I was done on Saturday, I was exhausted, but I was also kind of going, I don't know if I can do this. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I said, well, I better be going, because everybody else is going, I can't not go. And I said, I can do this, and doesn't matter, it's fun. I'm not, you know, it's just fun. So I went, and I did better and better and better throughout the Sunday as well. And by the end of it, the last thing that I shot was the red coat, and I actually, my groupings were really great on it, and I just missed the Morgan shingle, and then Styx said something to me. He said, let me see your target. And I said, no. And he said, let me see your target. So I gave it to him, and he said, this is excellent. He said, and then he said to Kevin, he said, her groupings are better than yours. So what it did for me was it actually gave me the encouragement to continue. And then we went back to Stacy's place, and we sat around, and we had a meal. And during that meal, we decided that we were going to go and do the maple seed, and we signed up right there at Stacy's place, actually. And then we got in the car, and we drove for 12 hours, and I said to Kevin, I said, can we go to the range the next day? Like, we both had it off, and he goes, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. We're getting home at 4 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to the range. So that's what my excitement was. So,
and it's not only the shooting, it's over the time that I have been into to shooting, all the people that I met, almost everybody that I met that's into the shooting sport, they are just awesome people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the shooting itself, but it's just the people that you get to hang out with. And when we go to the range, almost every time we meet somebody there, that like-minded people that are fun to talk to, and I think the shooting community, the people that are like-minded, they are just, most of them are just great people. I hadn't really met a whole lot of people that I didn't like going out shooting. You can always find somebody that you know, they think just like you, they have the same interest in you, so that not only the shooting part is great, but all the people that you get to know and hang out with, that's a great part of it too.
Yeah. Well, that actually brings us into the main topic. So, the main topic tonight is all about us ladies and getting into shooting. So, actually, we decided to do an all-ladies episode because of the percentage of women that are getting into shooting. In the States, it's growing huge. It's growing in leaps and bounds here in Canada as well. We actually recently did an interview with Sean Humphreys from Carleton University Firearms Association. So, he runs the club at Carleton University here in Ottawa. And he said that actually 50% of the students that are in the club are female, and it's also growing. So it's about half, which is awesome. So it means that there's a ton of new shooters that are coming in, or female shooters that are coming into shooting. And so that's why we decided to do the show tonight. And after the experiences of what we did the weekend before, with there being more ladies involved in the charity shoot too, thought it'd be a good idea to actually talk about our shooting experiences. So, Stacy, what types of, like, how long have you been shooting? What was your first shooting experience like?
I've been shooting pretty much most of my life. I did take a break in the center of it where it wasn't something that I was interested in. But my dad bought me my first Ruger 10/22 when I was very, very young, and we used to go out. He'd play with the bigger rifles, and I would play with that and just be shooting it at 15, 20 yards and be perfectly happy. And I mean, I was like 6, 7, 8, 9. But it was constant pushing on safety. It was, you know, just making sure that everything ran the way it was supposed to. If I had a problem, I would just look over and he'd come over and help. And that's where I kind of started getting into it. And then once I hit high school, it really wasn't cool anymore. So I was like, okay, I'm done with this. And then about 6 years ago, he actually pulled that rifle out of his safe and convinced me to go to an Appleseed. And that's kind of it. You know, I've now got rifles, I've got a gun safe, I've got pistols, I've got shotguns, I do just about everything. So, but, I mean, that's kind of where I've come from. It's always been something that I've done and that I'm comfortable with. And now, yeah, like Jess says with like her yoga and stuff, it's my relaxation.
Mm.
That is what I like to do.
What about you, Edith?
Well, the first experience that I had pretty much with a real gun other than shooting like a BB gun or something was somebody handed me a 12-gauge shotgun and asked me if I wanted to shoot it, and I'm almost always up for trying something new, but nobody told me anything about, you know, you see in the movies and stuff all, never really can tell, you know, that you, with a shotgun, you have a little bit of a blast there, and it's, if you don't hold it right away, that you can hurt yourself with it. I didn't really hurt myself, but it wasn't really that great of an experience because it kind of hit my shoulder, and I had a big old bruise on my shoulder, and after that, I really didn't shoot for a long time, and probably about, what, two and a half years ago, we started going to the range every once in a while. Styx asked me if I wanted to go try out shooting, and he had me shooting some of his handguns and some of his rifles, and I took right to it, and I liked shooting both of them. Sometimes I don't even know what I like better, the rifle shooting or the handgun shooting, and since then I acquired some of my own. I got two shotguns, I got several rifles, and got several pistols, and most of the time, every time we're going, I have my favorite that I take with me, but then I always take something else and kind of like try to, every time I go, shoot something different and try to practice a little bit with everything that I got. So, and I enjoy going to the range almost always, except for when it's blazing hot like it is right now.
Yeah. What about you, Jessica? We've already talked a little bit about your first experience.
Yeah.
Or have we?
A little bit. I think my first experience I kind of resonate with what Edith just said. You know, I was really curious when I was younger, and going out with Luke, hunting and stuff like that, and I was curious, and I asked to shoot one of the shotguns. I have no idea what it was, to be honest with you, but I was curious, but just not 100% prepared for that kick, and it didn't hurt or anything like that. It scared me more than anything else, and it definitely turned me off for a long time, up until even just very, very recently. Like, it wasn't just at the charity shoot that I started thinking about it. I guess I was kind of secretly thinking about it, and not really letting on. But just kind of getting connected with some of Luke's friends, and when we would go up home with him, just kind of just hanging out and hearing people talk about it, and really encouraging him to get involved again, because he had taken a little bit of time off when we had kids because it was so busy, and it just kind of went from there. And yeah, the weekend of the charity shoot, hanging out with lots of great people, the night of the shoot, and just kind of put myself out there and said, yeah, take me down tomorrow, I want to try shooting. And I was super scared, very, very nervous about it. I don't really know why. I trust Luke, I trust the people that I was with. I guess it's just, you kind of build it up, right? It was an awesome experience for me in a lot of different ways. Like, all of those points we just talked about, like, it, you know, every one of those points was hit for me. And it wasn't just overcoming the fear, but the supports, like Edith said, like, you meet such great people. And, I mean, I didn't want to leave the range that day. I had to leave the range because we needed to go home to our kids, and we had a three-hour drive, but you know, everybody else was kind of still hanging out, and I wish we could have stayed and shot more. And that really shocked me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I just talked to you guys just about my experience right now with Appleseed. It's what actually got me hooked. I'm kind of a perfectionist. I get discouraged if I can't do something and I can't do something well. But I'm also looking at it from the point of view of improving and trying. I'm challenging myself anytime I go shooting. I am noticing that I'm having good days. I'm also noticing that I'm having bad days as well. I already mentioned my first shooting experience. It was actually quite similar to Edith and Jessica's. I just went shooting with my ex-husband when I was first dating him, and we went out to a quarry and shot off a 12-gauge and that. And it wasn't something that I was excited about. I didn't really like it. And then the next time was when Kevin asked me to go with him. And again, as I said, I just told you the story, but I'm really super excited about shooting now, both rifle and handguns. I'm looking into doing the Black Badge with Trevor. I'd like to go and do it down in New Brunswick, because IPSC was something that I actually enjoyed when we did the little mini match, but I also really enjoyed the trap as well. So I'm liking everything. I don't know if I'll actually have enough money or enough time to do everything, but I need to win the lottery, I think, and that way I can do it.
Oh no, that's what I'm waiting for.
That's what we're all waiting for.
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. If I win some money, all of you are getting some, okay?
I'll make the same deal.
Okay.
All right, big money, get here.
All right. But it sounds like we actually all had pretty similar starting out experiences, except for Stacy. Stacy, you were much younger when you started.
Yep.
But I loved your story, Stacy. Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's so amazing. It actually, for me, it's like heartwarming, because I could hear Luke talking about how he would love the girls to get into it, but he's definitely going to let them go at their own pace. But that story was definitely really heartwarming for me. So it's just giving me something to think about for sure.
Well, and one thing that I have a different situation on is, it was my dad that was teaching me. And But at the same time, I'm an only child. Yeah. I was spoiled rotten. And this was something he could share with me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have the bad experience with him trying to teach me how to do something and getting irritated.
Yeah. Something to think about, though, right? Like, that's a good point you bring up.
I noticed that now that I'm actually older, my father's older, but my father's a huge hunter, and he's ex-military. Right now he works in corrections, and we're all both surrounded by guns every day. But I know that it's something else now that I'm involved in shooting. It's something else that we can actually talk about. Like, I went to dinner last night with him, and he asked how it was going, what else is new, what I'm shooting now, and it gives me something else to talk to my dad about and share with him as well.
Mm. Yeah, I get yelled at all the time because I now call to talk to my dad instead of call to talk to my mom.
Don't forget to call your mom after this.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
So how you guys all feeling about hunting? Because I don't know, is Kevin a hunter?
No, Kevin's not. He's not a hunter, and neither am I. Like, this is going to be my getting into shooting is going to be strictly target or competition. So
Luke is a hunter.
So what do you think? Do you see yourself going hunting with him one day?
I don't know. I would love a nature walk. I don't know. I'm just kind of coming around to the whole hunting thing. I mean, I was a vegetarian for many, many years, initial years, I guess, of my life until I was about 12 years old. And I'm just kind of started coming around to the idea of hunting, and I don't mind that Luke does it, absolutely not. But I don't know if I'll go hunting with him. Maybe ask me next year when we have our one-year reunion of the girls.
I don't know how I feel about it either. So,
does Styx hunt? Or?
I told Styx I go out maybe turkey hunting or dove hunting or something like this. I don't know about deer hunting. I don't really see myself doing that.
I know you're not going to go moose hunting because you don't see them. So.
No.
Kelly.
And even if I would see one, I don't think I could shoot one.
No.
Well, that's the thing. I'm just working myself up to consuming what Luke would hunt and bring home. It's a whole other story going out there and being, I want to say I'm more open-minded now than I ever thought I would be regarding this. So you never know, but no.
Yeah. I'm not against hunting at all. And
no, me neither.
I like to eat deer meat and everything, but it's just, I don't know what it is. I grew up around horses, and a deer, to me, when you look at a deer, the eyes look just like a horse.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just, I don't think, I mean, if I would ever be in the situation where I had to, you know, if I didn't have nothing to eat and I had to do it, I think I could do it, but I don't think I would want to do it if I didn't have to. So
see, and I'm right with Edith there. You know, if I had to do it, I could. Mm-hmm. I could probably even go out now and shoot one. Good luck getting me to clean it.
Oh.
Because it's not going to happen.
I don't think I would have a problem with that. It's just the shooting part that I would have the problem with. I would, you know.
Okay, well, Edith, you and I go together. I'll shoot it. You clean it.
I clean it.
You guys are the perfect pair.
Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem cleaning. I wouldn't be able to shoot it. I'm the person, I got asked to go hunting, and I'm going, I'd be the one in there going, run, Bambi, run, because I couldn't do it. I see them at work every day. I feed them at work. I also see wild turkeys, all kinds of things around work, but... I couldn't. I was vegan for quite a while, and then I decided that it wasn't for me, but it's still hard for me. But hunting, I couldn't. I like chicken and beef. I can do right now, but I don't know deer and deer and moose. I wasn't able to eat it as a child either.
That's not where I'm at. I'm like, chicken and beef, I can do it. Any of the wild game, I have a hard time with. I just don't have a taste for it, and just knowing what it is tough for me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I cry when I hit a bug with my windshield. I mean, I have to stop and do a whole, you know.
Oh, you and I are so much alike.
Yeah, it really affects me.
Yeah. I ran over a squirrel and I cried.
Oh my gosh, I've never even ran over anything. I'm just talking about bugs here.
No, it was already dead.
Okay. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh my god, Thomas and George are going to be going, oh my god.
Are they really talking about this?
No, they're just going to laugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, so should we get into recommendations?
Yes.
Okay, so Marcy from SFRC, who is the exclusive dealership for Wolf Ammo, if you're interested, Slamfire guys, she did up a recommendations for women. So if you're starting out in shooting, or if you're wondering what to get, here's some of the recommendations. She gave us actually recommendations in all kinds of different things, and I thought we could talk about it as well. So ammo, she said 22 long rifle or 380, which is actually smaller than a 9mm. What ammo do you normally use, Stacy?
It's 380.
Okay. What about you, Edith?
I shoot 9 most of the time, and I'm very comfortable with it, so.
Okay. I use 9, and I also do 22, but nothing bigger than that. She actually had a female customer in the store yesterday, and this female customer is very experienced in both pistols and rifles. So she asked the customer what exactly she had. She said that she had a Smith & Wesson 45 semi, a Smith & Wesson 6.22 22 long rifle, or LR, Smith & Wesson 6.17 22 LR, and it was a revolver. I looked it up. The Browning Black Label 380 as well. Are you guys familiar with those at all?
No. I have a Browning, but it's not a Black Label, and it's a 22 that I really like. It shoots really nice, but other than that, Smith & Wesson 45 semi. And I think small caliber is good, but if you got the right gun, you can try a bigger caliber too. Don't let that discourage you from even trying, because like I said earlier, with a heavier gun, the difference between a I don't think the difference between a 40 and a 9 is that big if you have a decent heavy gun.
A barrel.
Yeah. I don't really see that there's that much difference between it, at least in my mind. I don't know.
There's really not. I have my backup to my Glock 42 is a Glock 23, which is a 40 cal. So, you know, I'll go back and forth between the two. Just the 42 is easier to carry.
It's a little smaller.
Oh, it's a lot smaller.
Okay, so these are the actual recommendations she gave. The GSG 1911 22, which is a 22. The Ruger 22 LR. Now, the Ruger 22 LR was one of the ones that you used, Jessica. It was one that Thomas gave you. It was the target pistol with the red dot on it.
Yeah, I recognize it, and I remember the name.
And the Smith & Wesson 9mm range kit, which was cool because I looked at it. But I have none of these. I have the Beretta 9mm, the Beretta PX4 9mm, and Kevin has a lot of the M&P series, so I've been using those as well. What do you have, Edith, for pistol?
I think my favorite that I got is my SAR, which is a CZ clone, and that's in 9, and from all the ones that I tried out, and it's to me it's the most comfortable. It has a really high dovetail in the back, and it just fits right in my hand. I got rather large hands, so I need a gun that has a little bit larger grip, and I feel most comfortable when the grip comes out beyond my hand just a little bit. Most of the smaller guns, they're kind of short of my hand, and it just doesn't feel comfortable to me. So that's one thing that I always look in when I'm looking at guns and everything, that either the grip itself or that it has a extended mag that that comes out past the ball of my hand, because it just feels more comfortable to me. Mm-hmm. And I got a I got a 1911 in 45 that I like to shoot too. It's one of my favorite. And then Sticks has the 10 Foglio in 45 that I really like to shoot too. And it's kind of in the way the gun looks, it's the CZ clone too, so it's kind of the same than my SAR arms. And I think that's the one that I like the most and that I always go back to. And I just recently took a class for my concealed carry permit, and I was kind of wondering and looking around a little bit, maybe the Glock, the new Glock 43 and 9. I thought about maybe getting that, and I went to the range and shot it, and I liked it. I didn't like it as much as the bigger guns, but you know, with the carrying right here, if I wanted to carry a bigger gun, is of course harder to conceal. So a smaller gun is easier to, like, if you want to put it inside the waistband or something. So I thought about maybe going just for a carry pistol to go with a little bit smaller gun. I hadn't made my mind up really yet because I'm so comfortable with the other one. I have to see.
Are we actually going to get a Glock in the safe, Edith?
Maybe, yeah. I tried it out. I tried it out, and it wasn't too bad. It wasn't really. I couldn't shoot as good and hit as good with it than with my favorite one. But I think that's just maybe practice. I probably will go back to the range and try it out one more time before I make a decision. But right now I'm still waiting for my permit to come in, and I haven't gotten it yet. So they said it'll take up to 3 months. So I'll see what happens right there.
Did they have the extended pinky extensions on the mags?
No, it wasn't on there.
Okay. I was actually playing with the Glock 43 that my dad picked up last week, and we were doing that today, and the pinky extensions on the mags make it so much easier.
Okay, I got to look into that. Yep. Yeah.
And Jessica, do you have any idea if you're getting into shooting pistols, if you're what you would like to do?
I know Luke. I know he bought me a 22 rifle. He's got it here. It's definitely suited up for him. Or he's talking to me in the background. It's something anyway.
Hi, Luke.
Anyways, but I was saying earlier, I kind of really like the handgun. So I don't know. I have to get out to the range again first of all, and just kind of play around again and see if I still have the same feel for it.
And Luke has quite a few of them, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah.
So you can try the different ones.
Yeah, I'm lucky that way.
Yeah. So we have for Target or Plinking, she's recommended the Savage 64, the Mossberg 715T, and then also the Mini 14 for Plinking. So I was surprised.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. I said, there's no Ruger 10/22 on here. And that, and she goes, yeah, well, everybody that I've ever talked to, they really, that's the gun of choice for them.
Well,
so
yeah,
and there's no Marlin on here.
It's very popular, I think. So
I think the Rugers are mostly popular because of the fact that, you know, they're highly customizable.
Yeah, actually, when we're talking about that, I was talking to somebody at work He noticed that I was shooting a lot, and he said that he thought it was great, you know, that I was going out shooting. And he asked what rifle I was using, and I said, well, I'm doing Target, and I'm using a 10/22, Ruger 10/22. And he says, you should see my wife's. And so he sent me a picture of it, and it has, it's amazing, it's beautiful. It has the Boyd stock on it, and it's a really different stock. It's not one that I've seen, and it's got the full barrel, and it's got, he redid the trigger, so he spent quite a bit of money on it, and she loves it to death. I'm trying to talk her and him into doing the Appleseed or the Mapleseed at some point, but when you're talking highly customizable, he started out with the basic Ruger package and spent $1,500 on customizing this rifle, and it's beautiful. It's something that I envy and want and covet. But yeah,
I know how that feels. How about you, Edith?
Yep. Well, actually, Stacy is to blame on that one because she let me shoot hers, and I loved her stock so much, and I decided that I was gonna go build my own, and said over the next 6 months or so, I'm going to go buy something every month for it, and then all of a sudden I got the bug and just went and bought it all at pretty much the same time and put it together because I couldn't wait.
Yours is beautiful.
Stacy's is the same stock, just in a different color, and I think we pretty much got the same trigger in it, and
yep.
You got a different barrel than me, and we both got a bull barrel, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And how accurate is it?
They're both really accurate.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah. And light. I wanted something. I found that the original Ruger 10/22, I got one of them too, but it's kind of a little bit heavy, especially if you do something like the Appleseed where you shoot for a long time in different positions and everything. So I wanted something that was a little lighter. So when I picked up all the stuff and did the research on the internet, I kind of looked for something that was quality and supposed to be good. I read a lot of reviews on everything and looked a lot at the weights of the different components because I wanted to keep the gun as light as possible so that it would be comfortable to shoot. And I love especially the stock with the thumb hole grip in it. It's just so much easier to hold up for a longer amount of time than the original, the Ruger stock. So,
and it's comfortable for you. You can actually change out, like mine is totally changed out. We changed it to the ATI stock, right? The collapsible one.
Yeah, yours is a little bit more tactical.
Yeah, mine's a little more tactical.
Mine isn't tactical at all. It's pink.
It's pink. It's cute. We haven't talked anything about pink stuff tonight at all.
No, nope. Well, we just did.
What?
We just did.
I know. There you go. We threw in the pink. There you go.
Well, I think they should come up with a lot more than that. Not everybody is just into the pink. So they should come up with more, and I think they would sell more if they would have more color choices than just that. It's sometimes I think it's automatically they think, well, it's a girl, she must like the pink gun, you know?
Well, that's why I like Boyd stocks, because you can get them in almost any color you want.
Yep.
Yeah. I was happy to see that there was a Savage on here that she was recommending. They're pretty good, too.
I hadn't tried one of them yet, so...
Me either.
No? So, do you know, Jessica, do you know which you said that that Luke set you up with a rifle? Do you know what it is?
I think so. Do you want me to ask him? I can ask him right now.
Sure.
Okay. Is that...
Did you do anything to your trigger, or did you just change out your stock?
Me, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We changed out the trigger, so it's a lighter trigger pull on it too. So I think it's about a 4 or 5 pound trigger pull on it. So
I'm back.
Hello.
Hi. It's a 10/22 rifle.
Okay. So yeah, everybody is. That's the gun of choice for us, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's what you were shooting. Did you get a chance to shoot Edith's at all at the charity shoot?
I think I did. Didn't I shoot yours, Edith?
It was the purple one.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Did you like it? That's one we're talking about.
I did, and I think I remember saying I want a purple gun that says Namaste on the side of it.
Awesome.
The merging of two worlds or something, I don't know. But yeah, I did like it. Liked it a lot.
That's awesome. Okay, so hunting. She's recommending the Axis 223. And again, you can see a Muddy Girl camo. I put up pictures here. The Axis 243 and the SKS, which Trevor likes to say you can't put lipstick on a pig. The Mossberg 500 20-gauge combo, so you can change out. It's a one where you can change out the barrel. I have nothing for hunting. What do you, like, do either of you guys, Stacy or Edith, have a...
I have a shotgun. Right? I couldn't tell you what it is.
Yeah. None of us go hunting.
Well... I don't know if I was to go, what I would use, but we got a SKS that is a pretty good gun. I mean, I think Trevor has just got this objection about people dressing it up and putting a lot of money into it, and instead of leaving it what it is. I enjoy shooting it. That I think that would be a good hunting rifle if I was to go hunting. I don't know. So I hadn't really worried about it that much, since I'm not really planning on going. And I got a shotgun for just for the dove hunting, and I actually went one time with sticks to go, but we didn't have a whole lot of luck. We didn't see a whole lot of doves, and most of what we seen was horses. They came. We were out in a friend's horse pasture and sitting around, and the horses got interested in us, and they came walking over, and they decided to hang out with us where we were. So I guess we didn't see a whole lot of doves.
No, but you saw horses, which is awesome. So what I hear people refer to a lot of times is the SKS. They take those out, and they're plentiful, and they're easy, and that. So I guess... Well, maybe we'll have to go and... I'm not going to go try hunting. Are you guys going to go try hunting?
Not anytime soon.
No.
Okay, no reviews here. All right, so finally in the recommendations, we were talking about accessories. One of the things she suggested was actually getting extra mags, so Tapco mags, and that just to add to your collection, because you're going to need extra mags. Any other mags that you guys can think of that you can recommend? So aftermarket?
No.
Not that I know of, so.
I know that for me, for my Ruger 10/22, it was hard to get mags here in Canada. We had to actually order them from the States. So look around for your extra mags if you want them. I was looking for factory mags though, so
or,
I guess
Tapco. Or call a friend who lives there.
You know what? Or call a friend that who lives there in the States. It's probably much easier than shopping around. Thank you, Stacey.
You're welcome.
One of the things that I have to pick up is a multi-tool. A Gerber or a Leatherman. I know, Edith, you have one, right?
Yeah, I most of the time I carry a Leatherman with me, and always a pocket knife, just a regular pocket knife. But most of the time, I got a Leatherman tool that I carry with me. So,
I have a few little tools that I have in my range bag, but I want a multi-tool. Do you have one, Stacy?
I do have a pocket knife. Very rarely do I carry it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know that I want one just so that I can adjust, if I have to, you know, adjust sights or do some maintenance or whatever. It's just easier to carry that than a full toolkit and all that.
No, you just put the full toolkit in your range bag.
Yeah, well, I have one in the range bag, but... Okay, range bags. That was the other accessory. Not a lot in pink, by the way. Mine's tan. What is everybody's range bag?
I got a new one, a black one that I picked up at
NRA.
NRA convention, yep.
Yay.
Yeah, they are. What are they, Edith?
Well, they were wolf, right?
They're wolf ammo range bags.
Oh.
And they're huge.
Yes. You can fit everything in there. Except,
body?
Pretty
close.
Except your rifle.
Okay.
They've got two huge pockets on the sides. They've got dividers, and they are absolutely huge.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pretty much everything that you need at a range day, you know. I guess we as girls, we need a little bit more stuff in there than the guys.
Have you seen Kevin's?
I never go without my bug spray and
sunscreen.
Stuff like that, yeah. So
sunscreen, yeah, bug spray. What else is in there?
Ears, eyes.
Yeah.
Band-aids. Yeah.
I actually have both a small first aid kit and one of the ones with battlefield dressings and everything in it.
Yep.
So that takes up a lot of space. I have trail mix. I have a water bottle. What else do I have? I have mittens. Gloves. That's one of the things, like Red Ranch, when I went down to Appleseed, my gloves that I was wearing, they were cumbersome, they were in the way. I gave them to, I actually ended up giving them to Thomas, and he used them. And then I had another pair that just actually didn't fit. They were too big and floppy. And so Red was actually carrying around a set of fingerless gloves that his daughter had left in the car, and he gave them to me. So I shot with those on. Those were perfect. So I have a pair of those sitting in the bottom of my range bag too. So, I have, a notebook and pen. I have extra mags, a boar cleaner, a boar snake. What else? Anything else you guys got?
Markers.
Yep.
A stapler and extra staples.
Staples. Yeah.
And targets.
Earplugs.
Yeah.
Oh, targets. Yeah.
I've got targets in mine, too. They're on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a tape measure.
Mm-hmm. I think that's everything that's in mine, too.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Well, extra ammo. So.
Now, that goes in the range case.
Well, I carry that in that big old range bag because, there's plenty of room in there, so.
For everything. Do you also carry things like rain gear or anything like that?
If it's in the forecast, I will.
Yeah.
I did check it all the way to New Brunswick.
Did you?
I did.
In the range bag?
No, it was actually hanging in the back of the car.
Oh, okay.
I usually got mine in my car because I need the rain gear accessible when I'm going to work, and I got a tote in the back of my car with rain gear and a jacket and their gloves and all that kind of stuff, and I kind of just keep it all year long in the back of my car in the tote. Mm-hmm. So, and in general, that's what I got my car with me at the range, so I don't move it back and forth. I just, if I need it, I take it out of my tote in the back.
Mm-hmm. I actually have allergy medication and also acetaminophen in mine as well, just in case we need it.
Yeah, I normally keep Advil in mine too.
Yeah. So, Jessica?
Yeah.
Are you taking notes?
I was just about to say.
Okay.
I don't have one now, but I might next year.
Okay.
So we'll see.
It's really easy to build one. And not so.
Yeah, I'm sure Luke will give me lots of pointers.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Peppers.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Now that you'll be getting for Valentine's, you'll be getting ammo. You know, a boar cleaner. You never. honey, I love you. Here's your bar cleaner.
As long as he still buys me flowers, that's okay.
There you go. Okay. So, anything else that you guys can recommend for, and thank you to Marcy for thinking about all of these. These are all available at SFRC if you want to go and have a look at them. They don't have any more 9mm Wolf ammo in stock right now because I bought the last of it. Anyways, but anything else that you guys can think about for recommendations?
If you shoot rifle and you get into Jessica, if you get into the different positions, prone or something, invest in a good shooting mat.
Okay.
I got one in the back of my car at all times because I figured I leave it in there too when I need it, and I could also use it for, you know, if I have to change a tire or something like this, I got it always handy in the car. So if I have to lay under my car trying to do something, I use it for that too, and it is a good handy thing to have in the car, even if you don't use it for shooting.
Yeah, awesome. Smart woman. Thanks for the tip, Edith.
Okay, so iTunes reviews. We have nothing new. We just checked before we came on. And emails, I don't have access to the emails, so we're going to defer that to next week. So if you have sent us an email, we'll review it next week, or we'll read it next week. If you haven't sent us an email, send us one anyways, and we'll review it next week. But we have events going on. We got a Maple Seed next weekend. Next weekend and two weekends. Actually, Stacy, you went on. There's two positions, or there's two spots that are open now, right?
There are two slots open, in addition to the one that we're giving away.
So if you want to go to a Maple Seed, and it's an awesome thing to do, then sign up for it. So let's talk about the event, Maple Seed. We have a submission, we're accepting submissions for the spot that John Fitzgerald has donated for the inaugural Maple Seed. Targets are on the New Shooter Canada Facebook page, and we're going to be judging them on Saturday. Sorry, your submissions can be put in until Saturday, July 18th at 11:59, so right at midnight. All submissions need to be in, so get your targets in, and then we'll actually make an announcement on who has won the spot. We've had a couple of submissions so far, but we're hoping to see some more. And that's about it.
Well, I'm looking forward to you going to the Maple Seed, and when you come back to tell us how it went, because I'm really curious about how they doing the history part of it, being it's up in Canada.
Well, that's what we're wondering about too. What they're going to be telling us. They're not giving much away on the blog at all, or the chat. So I do know one thing for sure: we have some Canadiana in our chamber flag. So
okay. So we
did. Anybody see those?
I haven't looked at it recently.
No. Mm-hmm. So it's hockey sticks. They've cut up some hockey sticks, and they've painted them orange, and then they put some weed whacker twine or whatever through them. So we're going to have our chamber flags are going to be hockey sticks.
That's pretty cool. Stacy, are you going to that one too?
I'm not.
I would love to go just to see how they change it around to for Canada, but so we got to rely on Kelly to bring us back all the information and tell us about it.
Yeah. I'm sure that they'll keep the story, or the stories, but they'll incorporate the Canadian side of it, the loyalist side of it, right?
You better listen up. We want to hear all about it.
Okay.
Those are really cute, Kelly. I just went out and looked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're funny looking. They painted them all orange.
Yeah, they're bright orange.
Yeah. Anyways, I was looking at my chamber flag today, and I'm going, oh, it'll be an orange hockey stick from now on. I'll try and get a couple extra if they have a couple extra. So, that's about it. closing comments for tonight. The show's almost over, so closing comments are try something new. Again, shotgun, rifle, pistol, like Jessica did. Or take somebody new shooting and share your love of shooting with others. Send us your emails, your questions, and your iTunes reviews. We'll review them next week because we didn't have a chance to tonight, and listen to all the podcasters on the Crusaders Network. And on that note, any closing comments, you guys?
Well, it was fun talking to you guys, and looking forward to the next time when we all get to see each other and get shooting together again.
September?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, September. I don't know. Edith, are you and Sticks coming up to Ohio?
We're still working on that one, but we had talked about it, and we're planning on it, and we're not going to go say we're going to beat there, because I don't want to get flattened out and shut up, so... But we're working on it.
Well, Filthy's not going to be there, so I don't think you have to worry about it.
No, he's not. Although Brian and Jason and, yeah, so they're going to be there. It'll be great to meet them. I've only talked to them on Facebook. So, Jessica and Stacy and Edith, it's been great having you guys on. Do you guys have any shout-outs, Stacy?
Yeah, to the Slamfire crew for the charity shoot. That was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Thanks for making me feel welcome. And to the squirrels, thanks for letting me help. I really appreciate it.
Aww. Edith, do you have any shout-outs?
Yep, same, pretty much, and Stacy. Shout-out to all to the Slamfire guys and for having us up there. And it was one of the great weekends that I always think back on. And I also want to give a special shout-out to Toby. He's been down a little bit here lately, had a lot of issues, and I hope everything works out pretty good for him, and I hope to hear him soon again. So
yeah, we miss him. Okay, Jessica, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, I guess just a shout out to everyone who came out to the range on that Sunday after the charity shoot. I guess a special shout out to Tom, and I think it was Jess. They did a lot of individual coaching with me before the whole crew got there. I shed a few tears, and they were super patient, so big props to them for sure.
Okay. Shout out, I'm just going to shout out to you ladies for coming on and doing the show, just because of the fact that it was a little last minute, and also that you guys did amazing, so thank you.
Well, thanks for having us. We had
fun.
Yeah,
thanks, it was awesome.
Thanks, yay. Cal.
And now just sign off and, yeah. Anybody got anything? Because I got nothing.
Nope, not me.
No? Okay. Jessica, do you got anything?
No. Night, y'all.
Night, y'all. There you go. We all got nothing. I think it must be a female thing. Anyways. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for taking the time and listening to our show. Our audience is important to us, and we encourage our listeners to contact the show with feedback, suggestions, or questions that you may have. You can contact the guys at hosts@newshootercanada.ca. And please like our Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a groovy day.
God made the animals, and God made the trees. God made you, well, hell, he even made me. And he gave me this voice, so I could be a singer. So you tell me why I've got a trigger finger. I like guns, I like the way they look. I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small. They're for sale until I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns.